On Crick Info Talk.
The Australians might have been the eventual winners of World Cup 2007, but it was the Sri Lankan side that impressed one and all with their all-round show. Aya Khilarangana caught up with Sri Lanka's captain Mahila Jayawardena and asked him to look back and assess Sri Lanka's run in the World Cup as well as comment on the road ahead for his team.
What is the single most important thing, you know, that you learned about yourself, your team and perhaps even one day cricket in general from your World Cup campaign?
If you have to put it in one word, it was just determination. I think everyone had a lot of determination to do well for the country, to do well for themselves, because we've worked really hard for it. I think the last 2 years we've put in everything so that, you know, we could achieve something, and everyone knew how important the World Cup was, and everyone put their hand up and performed. I think that all came through determination. They believed in themselves, they wanted to win, they were hungry for success. So all that came about with the determination to do well, I think.
Personally, you know, how difficult or easy was it, you know, leading a team that were considered the strongest contenders to the title after the Australians? And what did it feel like, you know, after you've done all the hard work, everything right, and then just be stopped by the Australians in the final?
Well, obviously the finals was a disappointment. We probably felt that, you know, we probably should have played better cricket, but then you couldn't take anything away from Adam the way he batted. I thought that was one of the best innings I've seen. For him to come up with that in a World Cup final, you know, it's amazing. And we, after that innings, we were always chasing Australians. So that was one of those days. But as a team, as a captain, I'm pretty happy with the guys, the way they performed throughout the tournament. Yes, they have a lot of pressure put on upon us, saying that, you know, we had experience, that we had a balanced unit. But then all that would have gone out of the window if we hadn't performed, if we hadn't turned up for the matches and, you know, done the work that we've done. So all credit should go to the team. I think it's so easy for me as a captain to lead a team like that, because they helped me a lot. The seniors helped me, the youngsters were brilliant, and everyone knew their roles. When you have a team like that, it's quite easy to guide them and be successful. I think I'm glad to have led a team like that, and obviously the team should get all the credit because they worked really hard for that success.
You just said, you know, as a captain, you were really happy with the way the team rallied and things, you know, went through. But were there any worries and challenges that you had in your mind throughout the competition? I mean, a lot was made of Mawun Attapattu not getting a game. So how did that go down to the team? What were the worries and challenges in your own mind?
Well, every game we played in the World Cup was a challenge for us. I mean, you couldn't slip up, you know that, and you wanted to perform to the best. I mean, you play some really good opposition, and you have to be on top of your game. Obviously, in a tournament like that, you need to make tough decisions. Answering your question about Mawun, I think it was unfortunate. I mean, we knew that he's a brilliant player and he has the experience, but in this situation, Upul Tarang and Sanath obviously was a very important combination for us for the last 12 months, and they've been for the World Cup as well. I think they've had the second best partnership, I mean, behind Hayden and Gilchrist in the whole World Cup. So they've been pretty good, and we had a winning combination. It's quite tough in a situation like that, but you have to make tough decisions to make sure that, you know, you have the success that you want to have. So not only in that case, but like, you know, Dilara, Fernando, Parviz, Maharuf, Malinga, Bandar, all were very good players, but we had to make sure we had the right combination against different opposition in different conditions. So you have to take all that into consideration when it comes to selections, and you obviously have to make those tough calls.
You spoke about, you know, Gilchrist Knox saying that it was perhaps one of the best one-day innings you've seen, but personally your own batting peaked at, you know, just the right time in the tournament. That sensational century in the semi-finals, was it perhaps one of the best one-day innings you have played given the context and the construction?
Definitely, I think if not, I mean, I've played some good innings, but best considering the fact that it was a World Cup semi-final, it was a tough game, a big game, I'll definitely put down that as one of the best. And yeah, I mean, for me, it was a personal challenge to make sure that, you know, I've contributed to the team. I've had a disappointing World Cup in 2003. It was in back of my mind, but then I always wanted to move forward. And I think the only way I could have done was with the bat in this World Cup, and I was very determined to do that because I knew that I had to contribute. There were so many other elements would, you know, that would contribute to our success as well. But I had to play my role in the team, which was to lead the team and contribute as a batsman. So I think I can be, personally, I can be very happy that, you know, the way I've went about. And I think everyone chipped in, the whole team. I think every time we were in a crunch situation, in a tough situation, somebody put their hand up and has performed and contributed to our success. I think that has been the story of this World Cup for us.
What was the spirit in the team like? You know, many observers who followed the team say that this reminded them a lot of Arjuna Rantunga's victorious team in 1996.
Well, it was just, we enjoyed our cricket. I think that was the most important thing in World Cup. I think it was a tournament that we knew that was going to be a long one, and we knew we'll have our ups and downs. We knew that we'll have our moments of frustration, but the most important thing for us to be focused on the job in hand and enjoy the cricket that we play, because if you don't enjoy, I don't think you can get the best out of the individuals. I think that was the difference. We enjoyed the whole 8 weeks that we spent in the Caribbean, and everyone enjoyed each other's company. I thought that gave us momentum to go forward.
You just used the phrase, you know, getting the best out of individuals. We've seen that you perhaps seem to get the best out of a mixture of youngsters and veterans. On the one hand, you know, you have people like Upul Taranga and Lasith Malinga, and on the other hand, you have Ajay Surya and Muralidharan. How much do you feel, you know, you have evolved as a captain?
I can't credit for that. I think the individuals have created different roles in the team, and we've encouraged them to express themselves. We haven't put any pressure on them. We've told them, you know, just go and, you know, do what you feel like doing. But under one umbrella, which is we have a team plan, and we've told them this is the team plan, this is the goals we need to achieve, and for ask them to go and do how they want to do it. I mean, basically given them a free hand. I think the youngsters have learned a lot in the last 12 months, and we have credited a lot from that. And the seniors, I believe, have taken a lot of responsibility in making sure that, you know, they take the pressure and handle that. I think that's where Sanath, Murali, Basi, Kumar, myself including, have come about, because we knew that we are the ones who have to guide this team and get the best out of the youngsters and given them a free hand.
Moving on now, is there really a huge gulf between Australia and, you know, the rest of the teams, as some experts suggest?
I mean, obviously they are a very competitive side, and they have some really good individual performers who step up to the plate, and they're a confidence team. Obviously, when you win a lot of cricket matches, they do have a lot of confidence in themselves, and they do back each other. So there is a gap, obviously, when it comes to big games, big tournaments. They're well prepared. But I think, you know, over the years, teams have caught up to them. But the difference is that they're very consistent. I think that's something everyone has to work hard on. Like, you know, you cannot win certain matches and not win, you know, consistently. So that's something Australians have been doing for over a period of time, being very consistent with their performances. So that do give them a lot of confidence going into any game. I think that's probably the difference with them and the rest of the teams.
A team like Sri Lanka clearly has the right mix, a potent fast bowler, attacking top order batsmen, aggressive youngsters, a spinner like Muralidharan in the ranks. What do you believe that the team needs to do to consistently challenge a squad like Australia?
I think we just have to believe in ourselves with the talent that we have, that we can improve ourselves. I think what we have to do is not just stay in one place and think, okay, we've satisfied where we are right now, and then, you know, with the performance, we have to challenge ourselves every day with our training, mentally, physically, and technically, to be better players. I think that's the only way that we could move forward, and maybe to catch Australia or to, you know, be different from other teams. I think that's what we have to focus on. We do have the personnel, but we just need to work harder and harder to make sure that we improve ourselves and not be in one place.
Just, you know, talking about individuals, the roles of Sangakkara and Jayasurya, how crucial were they, you know, in the course of the entire World Cup campaign?
Both of them have contributed a lot in different areas. Obviously, Sanath being the opening batsman, the way he gives us momentum, as well as with the ball, he has made a huge difference in that World Cup. And Kumar, I know he's disappointed that he could not contribute, but he has with the bat, but then he has done so much behind the wickets as well as, you know, off the field. I think he has stepped up to the plate every time we wanted him to with the bat as well. Made some really good knocks against New Zealand as well as against South Africa, and he's been brilliant. I think he's one of the reasons why we have a smooth ship which is sailing, and he's a brilliant guy to have as my deputy because he's brilliant. I mean, he just picks up on all the bad things that we do and makes sure that, you know, we don't make the same mistakes twice.
Right, and just, you know, talking about Tom Moody, he's gelled really well with the team, and you've often been quoted that, you know, he's worked really hard on the mental aspect, you know, strengthening the boys mentally when it comes to matches. A word on that?
Yeah, Tom obviously has something, brought something different to us because we were a very talented side and we were trying to push ourselves mentally and physically to be a better unit. I think that's where Tom has come in and given his expertise with the mental preparation as well as being physically, you know, a bit more present out there in the field and being more aggressive. I think that's something that we lacked in the past, that killer instinct, and that's something which Tom has brought into the side, and obviously he has pushed everyone to make sure that, you know, we improve ourselves every day and be better cricketers.
You know, one of the charges that's often laid against Sri Lanka and perhaps even the other subcontinental teams is that while y'all are virtually unbeatable at home, you tend to struggle, you know, to be that much of a force away. But do you think this perception is skewed? I mean, especially with Sri Lanka's performances in England, New Zealand, now the World Cup, do you think that this perception is something that has to change?
Well, like you said, it was right. I mean, there was a perception that, you know, we couldn't perform, and that's something that when Tom came and gave us that challenge and said, okay, these are the way tours that we have during a period of 18 months, and, you know, this is what we need to concentrate on. This is are the areas which we need to improve on, and if you are to be competitive, this is how you should be playing. So that's something we really focused on, saying that, you know, this we have to do this. And I think in the past with England, New Zealand and various other places, I think we've performed really well, we've competed really well, and I think gave us a lot of confidence to say that, you know, we can go abroad and compete. And to be fair, we have that combination of players who can actually challenge any team in their home soil right now.
So, you know, at the end of the day, do you view the World Cup campaign as a disappointment, or do you see it as a stepping stone, you know, to bigger things for this Sri Lankan side?
Well, the World Cup was a good challenge for us, and we've set ourselves standards. I think we've achieved them. In that aspect, the work ethic we had throughout the World Cup and prior to that, I think we can be very satisfied with how we went about it. Yes, it is disappointing that we couldn't win the World Cup because that was the ultimate goal, to get to that position and win it. So, yes, we are disappointed, but overall, with the way we went about the way guys worked hard and, you know, to get to certain stages and to handle pressure situations, I mean, I can say that, you know, we had a very successful campaign, and the way forward would be for us to make sure that we don't slack on that and keep working hard in our own individual abilities, and obviously there'll be changes, the combinations might change, you know, changes to the team might happen, you never know. So we just need to make sure we just stick to what we know best and move forward.
One final question. Looking ahead now, Sri Lanka take on Pakistan in a 3-match series at Abu Dhabi. Vaz, Sangakkara and Murli won't be part of that series because of county commitments. So do you view this as another opportunity to provide more exposure to the youngsters?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we've been doing for the last 18 months, we've made sure that, you know, we all given the opportunities, we've given the youngsters ample time out there in the middle to expose themselves, to learn how they need to, you know, adapt to different conditions. So this is the ideal opportunity. We've got 6 new guys in the squad for Abu Dhabi. Few of them have been around with us, which we've taken around in the past, but this would be another good opportunity for them to show what they're capable of, and I'm really looking forward to this challenge.
Right. Thank you so much, Mahila, for talking to Crick Info.
You're welcome.
You are listening to Crick Info Talk.